فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm and steadfast upon Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our death upon Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Because Iman is that wealth, that treasure, that all the money and all the material positions in the world cannot buy. If a person lives with Iman and dies with Iman, in the sight of Allah he is successful forever and ever, eternal success. But if a person can have all the riches of the world, he can be the king of the whole world also. He can be the president, or he can be the billionaire or the millionaire or the zillionaire, whatever it may be. But if he doesn't have Iman and he dies without Iman, he is the most unsuccessful person. Forever and ever and ever and ever, and can keep on saying ever in the fire of Jahannam. You'll keep on saying forever, you'll get tired, but still it will continue. It's no end. In this dunya, everything will come to an end, but Jannat and Jahannam is forever. And if a person of Iman, because of his gunas, because of his sins, had to go into Jahannam for a cleansing process, eventually one day, because of the virtue of his Iman, he'll be taken out from Jahannam and put into Jannat. How long it will be, only Allah knows. Maybe 1,000 years, maybe 1,000,000 years, only Allah Pak knows. But eventually one day, how weak his Iman may be, he will be taken out from Jahannam and put into Jannat. But a person who died without Iman, forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak protect us. My respected elders and dear brothers, few months ago it was the month of Rajab, and we heard talks about the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the 27th of Rajab, etc. Thereafter, Sha'ban came, Shab-e-Barat came, 15th of Sha'ban. Thereafter, the Mubarak month of Ramadan came. Different seasons. The season of Ramadan. And with Ramadan, all the barakat and the blessings of Ramadan came. Laylatul Qadr came and went also. And once Ramadan finished, the first of Shawwal, the day of Eid, Eidul Fitr came. And Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, the Mawsam of Hajj, the season of Hajj came. The season of Qurbani came. After that was the month of Muharram. The 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, came and went also. Now we are in the month of Safar. And after Safar, it will be Rabi'ul Awwal. We are on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. We are reminded that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Generally, we hear of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's differences of opinions regarding exactly which date he was born. But the day he passed away, there's no difference of opinion. He passed away on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Like that, we see different seasons came and went, months are going, The years are going. Verse 1446, verse 1447. Allah Pak tells us the Quran Sharif, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقَدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. What's the date today? 15th of August. 15th of August 2025. What time was sunrise? See? 31. Sunrise. 31. 6:31 was sunrise. 15th of August 2020, what time was sunrise? 6:31. 15th of August 1947, what time was sunrise? 6:31. 15th of August 2030, inshallah, what time will be sunrise? 6:31. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَٰلِكَ تَقَدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. So our perpetual namaz timetable or calendar, we don't change it every year. Remains the same. Why it remains the same? Allah Pak created the sun, and Allah Pak set it on a certain path. After creating the universe, after creating the heavens and the earth, Allah Pak commanded them, "I'tiya taw'an aw karha." That whether you like it or not, you have to obey. The sun, the moon, the stars, the winds, the oceans, the waves, the animals, everything. قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. You all remember, O Allah Pak, you will obey. Voluntary, you will obey you, O Allah. So the sun is also under the obedience of Allah. Allah Pak created the sun and set it on a certain path. And it's remaining on that path. Never a day will come, the sun will rise late or set early. No, minute to minute, second to second. How Allah Pak created, it's going to remain on that pattern. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا ذَٰلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Then we see when Ramadan finishes, 29th Ramadan, all looking for the moon. We see the moon, the next day will be the first of Shawwal. Don't see the moon on 30th of Ramadan. The new moon we see, it's a very, very thin hilal. The new moon. The new moon is born. Second, third, fourth is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Till it comes to 14. Now it's a full moon. And after the 14, 15, 16, 17 starts getting smaller, 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 smaller. By the time it's 29, 30, we don't see it anymore now. It's gone. We have to wait for the new moon again. First of the next month. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَكَ الْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ. You see, for example, on the N2, how many cars are traveling? Peak hour, how many cars? About how many thousand? 1,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 100,000 too. But how many accidents we get? Every now and again, an accident, accident, accident. You look in the universe, Allah Pak has created how many stars? Can you count the stars? The planets, the sun, the moon, billions and billions of stars. Oh, man cannot take it, cannot count it. Allah Pak says, كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِي يَسْبَحُونَ. Each and every individual planet, every individual star which Allah Pak created, Allah Pak has set it on a certain pattern. And each one is swimming in its own. Here of this one clashing with that one and that one clashing with that one. No accidents. How perfectly Allah Pak has created the system. You will not find the sun overtaking the moon or the moon overtaking the sun. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَلَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ. And you will not find the day overtaking the night or the night overtaking the day. The pattern on which Allah Pak has set it is remains on that pattern. My respected elders and dear brothers, Allah Pak has created this entire system. And every day that is going, every month that is going, every minute that is going, we are getting closer and closer and closer towards our qabar. People say wedding anniversary. Remember, 1 year inside your married life, you have gone closer to your qabar as a couple. Birthday. 1 year closer to the qabar. All this is reminding us that at one stage, we were like that new moon. Then we grew up. When we came to that 40, the peak of a person's age now. After that, slowly, the decline starts. And reminders are sent every day to us. Allah Pak says in the Quran Sharif, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ came to you. So one of the tafsirs of reminder is one white hair. One white hair will come is a reminder, getting closer to the qabar. You pull that one out, I do not want to look old. Pull one out, another two will come in its place. Pull that two, another ten will come in its place. Pull the ten out, it starts on the head. Try to pull those out, another 50 will come in its place. Now you're looking for the darkest mehndi to cover everything up and dye you to the mehndi. Why? I still want to look young. Whatever we can do, that age is continuing. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعَقِلُونَ Lapak is reminding us, at one stage you was a small baby, you had to be looked after. As you're getting older also, you'll have to be looked after. May Allah Pak grant everyone afiyat, save us from muhtaji. Allah Pak save us from being dependent on people. When you was a small baby, you had to be fed. As you're getting older, you have to be fed again. A bib was tied for you. When you get old, also a bib is tied for you. When you was a small baby, the diapers were being put on. And when you got very old now, you're in bed now, the diapers are being put on again. You was a baby, you couldn't walk without support. Now you're getting old, you need your support again to walk. When you was a baby, you had a pram. Getting old, you got a wheelchair now. May Allah grant all of us afiyat, inshallah. But all this is reminding us that this world is temporary. The life of the akhirat is forever and ever. Every month that comes and goes, every season comes and goes, it's reminding us, getting closer and closer and closer towards our qabar. And an akalman, an intelligent person, is that person who is preparing for his qabar. Every day we're hearing in the news what's happening in Gaza, what's happening in Baitul Maqdis, Palestine, in different parts of the world. Inshallah, those people are successful. Those that are getting shaheed and passing away with iman, become martyrs for the sake of Allah, they are successful. The small little babies, those masoom babies,